pode
اوكي.
بسم الله وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان لم يعلم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أرآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى صدق الله.
Good. Next.
So can I read?
Sure.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أرآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى.
Thank you so much. Can I ask next person please? Go.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى
ما شاء الله.
أرأيت إن كان.
Thank you so much. I think it's enough and we should learn some next ayat. So guys, you will read after me. Firozbhai, can you just go to the next page please? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
أرأيت أرأيت إن كان على الهدى.
أرأيت إن كان على الهدى.
أو أمر بالتقوى. أرأيت إن كذب وتولى.
أرأيت إن كذب
وتولى.
ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى.
ألم يعلم
بأن الله يرى.
أو أمر بالتقوى.
كلا لئن لم ينته.
كلا لئن
لم ينته لنسفعا.
No, together please, together. Only this much. كلا لئن لم ينته.
كلا لئن
لم
ينته.
لنسفعا بالناصية.
بالناسية
ناصية كاذبة خاطئة فليدع نادية سندع الزبانية كلا لا تطعه واسجد واقترب صدق الله العظيم Okay, who's reading? Okay, Qari, read. Muhammad Qari.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى أرأيت إن كذب وتولى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى كلا لئن لم ينته لنسفعا بالناصية ناصية كاذبة خاطئة فليدع نادية سندع الزبانية كلا لا تطعه واسجد واقترب صدق الله العظيم
Okay, next I'm choosing, but everybody will reading only one ayah, okay? So please quickly, the hands are raised up. Muhammad Hassan, Abir, Faraz. Just go quickly, one ayah. Come on, Abir first. Next, Hassan. Next.
أرأيت إن كذب وتولى
Okay, continue.
ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى
Good. MashaAllah.
كلا لئن لم ينته لنسفعا بالناصية
Good. Good. Continue. All right. Thank you. Continue. One. كلا لا تطيعه
واسجد واقترب
Okay, thank you. Anybody know the meaning of ayat sajda?
After hearing or reading that ayah, we have to do sajda.
Yes.
Very good. Who said this?
Abir Arif.
Abir Arif, mashallah. Super girl. So, after reading or hearing this ayah, we will have to do sajda. So, all of you here and some of you read it. So, we will have to make a sajda. All right? So, when you finish,
I always do that.
If you want, you can do it now. Okay? So, that is fine.
Sir, one.
So, you can do now or you can do later. And thank you so much, boys and girls. I think the time is enough and we have to switch to our lesson now. Okay? So let me join with my computer and then I will, let me check the ID. Okay. So once, what was the topic last time? Can somebody tell me?
About the Azan.
About
Azan. Muazzin.
Okay. Azan, Muazzin. What else? Azan and Muazzin.
Imam.
All right, Imam.
Okay.
Very good. So, can someone tell me if two people are there, then how will they make Jamaat?
One will be in the front and two will be just one step, one step behind them together.
All right. Okay, what you guess today, what we are learning?
About prayer.
Miraj al-Nabi.
Miraj al-Nabi.
Okay,
anybody else guessing?
Miraj al-Nabi and Isra.
About prayer.
All right.
Prayer. Isra.
Okay. Yeah. So your guess is right. Inshallah, today we're going to learn about the Isra wal Miraj. Okay. So let me start. Right. Now can you hear me properly?
Yes, sir.
All of you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. And I hope you can see me as well and you can hear me as well, both things. Okay? So I'm just getting started boys now. This is about Isra wal Mi'raj. And let me share my screen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى وصحبه بارك وسلم. Can you hear me properly, all of you?
Yes, sir. Your voice is clear.
Clear?
Yes.
Okay. Can you?
Your voice is clear.
Okay. Can I share a screen, Firozbhai?
Sure.
I can't share.
Yes, sir. Please, you can. You are sharing which name? No, which name?
You don't see my, I don't know my name even. Not for a mobile, I'm switched on with the other device, laptop.
Maybe it's Humble Mice.
Muhammad Atif Qadri.
Humble Mice is yours, sir?
No, maybe just, no, it's not Muhammad Atif Qadri.
That one you are already co-host, sir.
No, it says the host disabled, participant is screen sharing.
Sir, it is. One dot to Muhammad Asif Qadri and the second one is only Muhammad Asif Qadri.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No, Humble Mice is not me. It's my son, okay? So, fine. Okay, guys, can you see my screen now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay. How are you, Hassan? Everybody okay?
Fine.
I can't hear you for a long time, Hassan.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. First of all, we will start. And Abir Arif, can you read this Quranic verse? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Who will read? Come on.
Sir, can I read Subhanallah?
Okay, everybody quiet. I'm reading. And read after me, all of you. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir
Rahmanir Rahim.
Subhanalladhi asra.
Subhanalladhi
asra.
بعبده
ليلا من المسجد الحرام
ليلا من المسجد الحرام
إلى المسجد الأقصى
إلى المسجد الأقصى
الذي باركنا حوله
الذي باركنا حوله
لنريه من آياتنا
لنوريه من آياتنا
إنه هو السميع البصير
إنه هو السميع البصير.
Okay, translation, Sayyid Mukhtar. Yes. No replies. Okay, next. Muhammad, I will choose Hassan.
Exalted. His servant by night from Al-Masjid Al-Haram to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed to show him of our things.
Signs.
In needed, he is the hearing the team.
Okay. So this ayat is Suratul Isra, number one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, exalted. Exalted means the pure, the fark. Okay. So Allah says, he's exalted the one who took his servant. Servant means like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What time? At night. Where? From Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Okay. What is Masjid al-Aqsa surrounding? Surrounding Masjid al-Aqsa, there are so many blessings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we did this journey, so we show him our signs, okay? And Allah is all hearing, Allah is all seeing. Okay, what do we learning in this? Can I ask Aris to read this slide? Aris, good boy. Aris is new student today joining.
To be able to relate the verses of the Holy Quran with Isra and Miraj, to be able to explain the meaning of Al Isra and Al Miraj, 27th Rajab.
Okay, so today we're learning about these two stuff, and two names of Allah were mentioned in the ayat. What are those?
Sir, Al Sami, Al
Basir, and Al Sami.
Al Basir and Al Sami. What does Al Basir?
Sir, the seer of all, and Al-Samin is the hearer.
Al-Samin means the hearer of all.
Thank you. Okay, good. Next slide we go.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what, which is, can you see those two mosques? Okay, look at the mosque here, and can you imagine which masjid is this?
Masjid al-Haram.
Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Haram.
This one is Masjid al-Aqsa. And this one is Masjid
al-Haram.
Which is Haram? This one or this one? This is Masjid al-Aqsa. This is, sorry. This is Masjid al-Aqsa. And this is Masjid al-Haram. Right? So, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's journey starts from,
yes, sir,
from here and went to here. And yes, from here he went to Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, from the skies, galaxies, and more beyond the old parts. Okay? No one can imagine, and no one can go there, and no one can think even. So, start from, yes, Masjid al-Haram. Where is Masjid al-Haram?
Makkah.
All right. Next. Okay, stop, boys, using this stuff. Only let me drawing only, so everybody will get disturbed. Now.
Sir, your voice is low.
My voice is low. Is it fine now?
Yes, sir.
It's fine, sir. It's fine. Clear.
It's clear. Oh, Masjid al-Aqsa, it is in Palestine. If someone travel, okay, quickly, I will ask the genius boys, can you Google the distance between Makkah to Aqsa? How many kilometers is it? And then we can imagine how long the flight take and how long the car take to reach there. Yeah, did someone research? No one.
No, sir.
Okay.
1461 kilometers.
1461. So 1461.
Yes, sir.
1,461 kilometers. You mean if somebody fly from here, so it will take around 3 hours.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it is 3 hours flight. And if someone go by car, of course, it will take more than 3 days or around 3 days. Okay?
Sir?
Yeah, tell me. Or maybe 2 days.
When I went to Makkah, it took 3 days.
3 days. Oh. So, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did all this journey in the part of night. In the part of?
Night.
Just night.
Night.
Okay, when someone reach quickly, what do you think you will ask? Okay, which car are you using? Why you reached so early? So did you know what was the ride of
Burak.
Okay. Good. You will learn about it now. Okay.
It was Burak, a flying horse.
It was Burak, a flying horse. All right. Just a minute. Okay. Next. Yes, boys. Can I ask Abir Arif to read this part?
Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj is an Islamic event which is occurred on the 27th day of the Islamic month of Rajab. According to the Hijra calendar, journey of the
Ascension. Okay, the journey of Ascension. And it was on Rajab 27th. Does anyone know what Rajab is today?
Sir, it is...
Nobody knows.
24
Rajab. So... Many years ago, Rasulullah ﷺ was visited, went to Mi'raj on this day, like on 27th day, maybe 3 days later, from 2 days, and it was done before 1400 years ago. Yes. Can somebody read it? Abdul Sami, can you?
Yes, sir. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was visited by the angel Jibreel soon after. A creature known as the Burak, a horse-like animal, one of the animals of paradise, arrived to take the Prophet on a special journey.
Okay, so Prophet ﷺ is special, that's why the ride is also special. And this picture is not real, it is just imagined, because in Hadith it says, it is like donkey and like mule, so they just imagine, okay, don't think this is the 100% picture, and it had wings. But it looks like an animal. But you know the speed of Burak, how much was it? It was like speed of lighting. Rasulullah ﷺ said, when we were watching the next place, you know, where our eyes goes, that was the Burak's next step. Suppose if you stand on the top roof and you can see the Burj Khalifa, so the next step of the Burak is the, you know, the next where you can, your visions are going. So your vision limit and the Burak's first step, Burak's next step, that much was the speed. And the science, you can, if you go to the search, you will know more about it. So now we can discuss only a little bit. And it was like light, so much fast. What happened? First day went to Al-Aqsa. And what happened at Al-Aqsa? I will ask to read Safiya Jan.
Yeah, okay, sir. He yes, was granted part. Special visit.
No, read the other part. Read the other part.
There at all.
Can I read?
It.
You reading or no? Yes or no? Then tell me. Finish. Somebody else. We have no much time.
The prophet okay, asking, in prayer all prophet who were granted that then he was elevated to a point beyond heavens called Siratul Muntaha.
Okay. Good try. Thank you. Faraz, can you read it again,
Siratul
please?
Muntaha.
There at Al-Aqsa.
Not all, beta, it is Al-Aqsa, okay?
Al-Aqsa. The Prophet
led in prayer all prophets who were gathered there. Then he was elevated to a point beyond heavens called Sidratul Muntaha.
Okay, so there at Al-Aqsa, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam led in prayers all the prophets who were gathered there. Then he was elevated to a point beyond heavens called Sidratul Muntaha. So first he led the prayer. When he went to the Al-Aqsa Masjid, all prophets from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam, every single prophet was there, were welcoming them. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he reached, they all welcomed Rasulullah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the prayer. Yeah, he became an imam and others followed him. And he did two rakat of salah. And then they had little sitting. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given this opportunity to lead all the prophets. And do you know who becomes imam? The one who is the best, right?
Yes, sir.
So what it means, all the prophets are behind and our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the musalla of imam. So it means our prophet is imam of the chief of the head of
the prophet. All
prophets. Yeah. Okay, after what happened, can someone continue the other part of reading?
Sir, can I read?
Reader, I don't want stuck in. Okay, Zaina, can you?
Can I? He was granted special visit of Allah's most privately concealed truths. When it was all done, he was taken back to Mecca to the Kaaba, with the whole journey being completed within the night.
Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a special visit, and what happened also we will discuss. And Rasulullah completed the whole journey just in the part of night. So no one can do it in the part of night, this much long journey. It was not dream, it was a true journey. But how was it possible for Prophet to go to the Aqsa Masjid and going to the heavens? And when people go even to the mosque, they take many months, many thousands of hours to reach there, and they have a special rocket and they have special flights. But how Prophet ﷺ did without any flight everything, and he went to the seventh heavens and beyond that and beyond that and beyond that? How is it possible? Can someone answer me?
Sir, Allah ka kudrat.
With the help of Burak.
Yeah, it was mojiza. It was
mojiza.
And we heard that mojiza is something which is
miracle.
Yeah, mojiza, the miracle is something which is something maybe your mind, something it's out of your mind, something which is not regular, something which is not normal, something which is beyond than your things. Okay.
Okay, sir.
Okay, what happened in the different heavens? Rasulullah met different prophets. Can somebody will say which prophet he met on the first level?
Yes, sir. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam.
Next.
Hazrat Yahya and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam.
Next.
Yusuf alayhi salam.
Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam.
Fourth is sky. Fifth is sky. And the seventh one.
Ibrahim alayhi salam.
So who is it?
Harun alayhi salam.
Who is on top?
Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Okay. And Musa alayhi salam is on the sixth, right? Because when, yeah, okay. And did you know when Rasulullah was praying in the Masjid Al-Aqsa, so you heard that all the prophets were there, yes or no?
Yes, sir. Yes.
So they were there and now they are here. How is it possible?
Allah.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them special power, okay? So the prophets, they have a special power, their speed and their style and their journey. And they're not like a normal human, but Allah gave them the special power. Yeah. they are not like us. They are not like
us.
Yes, they have the ability which we don't. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute. Can you hear me all?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now you will see something. Okay, so they all were here in the Masjid al-Aqsa, and now they all some prophets you can see here in the heavens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the speciality. They can fly and they can move from one place to other place. And they all are, when this time, you know, the Isa, Idris alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Harun, they all were died before. Yes or no? They passed away, right?
Yes, sir.
But now they all came to the Masjid al-Aqsa, they are on the heavens. So it means when prophets, they die, their death is not like us. Even they are alive and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them ability to move around.
Sir, Hazrat Isa didn't die.
Yes, Hazrat Isa didn't die, sure. Thank you. Gifts from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give different gifts on the night of Miraj. What were those gifts? Number one?
Salah.
And what else?
Two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah.
Yeah, two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah and?
The
forgiveness.
And the promise to forgive his ummah, okay?
Shirk.
Okay. So, two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, they are very important. If someone read them every night, he will get the reward of all worshipping of all night. So do not miss it and try to do it every night and learn them by heart. Okay, this is very important hadith about the Isra wal Miraj. While Prophet ﷺ was on the journey, riding on the Burak, what did he saw? An Anas bin Anas ibn Malik, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, marartu ala Musa laylata asra, in the kathib al-ahbar wa huwa qa'imun yusalli fil qabrihi. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was flying on Burak and he saw that Musa alayhi salam was praying in his grave. Yes, it is the hadith of Muslim Sharif.
Yes, sir.
Okay, can somebody read the translation?
Yes, can I read, sir?
Sure.
Can I read it? Anas ibn Malik reported of Allah, he upon him said, I passed by Moses during my night journey near the Red Mount. He was praying in his grave. Sorry.
Okay. When you pass to graves, when I pass to grave, do you see what is happening inside the grave?
Oh, sir, it's the miracle of Allah.
Oh, sir.
Okay. Allah has no miracle. Why are you seeing the miracle of the Prophet? Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them this miracle. Understood? So miracle for prophets and karamat is for awliya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him nothing is impossible. He can do anything, okay? So it is the, when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the Burak, okay, suppose when you flying, you look at down to the earth, you don't see even the big trucks. Even the big trucks you can't see. They look like a small toys. But when Rasulullah is flying, he can see which there are many graves, but he knows which graves of Musa. And he knows what is inside the grave. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave his prophets the spatial power and they can see from far away. And even after the death, you can see they are praying in their graves. So it was Musa alayhi salam and his hadith of the Muslim Sharif. Next.
Yes, next. Do you tell?
I think you guys have done and you know what happened. Can somebody just make a mind map and say what is Isra, what is Miraj? Discuss quickly and we go into the quiz. Okay, one thing more I want to say you. When Prophet from the Miraj, you know the Sahabi Abu Bakr Siddiq. So people, they were not believing in Rasulullah, and people were saying, how is it possible? How is it possible? Makkah is far, Palestine is far, and it is done everything in night. And not only this much, but Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying he went to the heavens as well. So how is it possible? Then some people, they didn't believe it. Some people, they were too much questioning, arguing. But when Abu Bakr Siddiq heard this, somebody said to Abu Bakr, this is happening and your Prophet saying that he went from Makkah to Isra in this much time. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq, he said, if Rasulullah is saying this, then Abu Bakr is believing on it. And Abu Bakr cannot refuse it. Abu Bakr cannot decline it. From that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Abu Bakr the name, which is called Siddiq. What is the name?
Siddiq
means the truth, the one who is truth. Alright? Okay, on the night of Miraj, Prophet ﷺ was given first 50 prayers. Do you know this one?
Yes, sir.
So he was given 50 prayers, and then.
Sir, but when he came,
Prophet, it is too much. You please go to Allah and ask for the reduction. And our Prophet ﷺ, he asked for reduction, and it became now 5 prayers. There were 50, but now there are 5. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this one for us easy. And we must respect this gift and we must not miss any of the prayer. Okay? Goodbye, Allah Hafiz. Thank you. Frozby, are you ready for quiz?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I've sent the link in the chat box for the quiz. You can click and join.
Sir, I'm joining. Just one minute. Just joining. Sir, where's the link? Okay.
It should be in the chat box. I hope everyone.
Yeah, I found it. I found it. It's okay.
Okay. So, mashallah, we have 23 participants, so at least we should see 20 students.
Yes,
join it. Muhammad Ubaid, Muhammad Hamza, please join. Abdul Sami, please join. And yes, Abdul Sami also, please join.
Yes, sir, I've joined.
Mister, I'm joined.
Mister, I'm joined. Sir, can we start quiz?
Okay, a few more students, please join. Who's missing?
Sir, please wait. My quiz is not joining.
I'm not there. I'm going to join. Quickly.
So, mashallah, today's topic was very interesting. And mashallah, we could see one very good miracle of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I think this was the Okay, so mashallah, we have 21. So should we start now?
Sure, sir.
Okay.
We will yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali. Okay, bismillah ar-Rahman. Here go.
What does Al-Isra mean?
What does Al-Isra mean?
Journey of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I hope this was very simple. Abir Arif, you did not answer. Please answer. Oh, the time's up. I hope everyone did a right. Still four people made a mistake here. No. The what does Al-Isra means? It's a journey of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Aqsa. Okay, it's not from Mecca to Medina. It is from Mecca to Aqsa. Aqsa is in Palestine. Okay, Aqsa is in Palestine. So remember this. And journey of Prophet, someone said journey of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Syria. No, it is to Palestine. Okay, we'll go to next question. When did the event of Isra wal Miraj took place? When this happened? What is the date? It was in Ramadan. It was in Rajab or it was in Shaban? So we have. Can I request you all to remain mute, please, unless you want to say something? Okay, good, mashallah. Faraz, ahead. So 16 people, 16 students answered it right. And some of them said 27th of Ramadan. No, it's not Ramadan. It is 27th of Rajab, which is this month. Okay. And again, not Shaban. Right. Whom did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met at fourth heaven? If you recollect, sir has shown you one slide. In that, there was a couple of prophets' name was mentioned. So is this Nabi Idris alayhi salam, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, or Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam? Oh, so time's up. Let's see who is leading. MashaAllah. Oh, Muhammad Hassan Godgil, he came up on the first. Hassan 12, Muhammad Hamza 13 is the third position. Oh, so see, MashaAllah. 10 people made it right, but some of them made an error. In 6 of them made an error. No, Adam alayhi salam was on the lowest sky. Okay, so Nabi Idris alayhi salam was on the fourth heaven. Okay, this was a little tricky.
Sir, can you speak a little louder?
Okay, is it okay now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, let's go to the next question now. Come on, Faraz, you have to be on top. Which animal was bought for the journey of Miraj? I think it's very simple. Is it horse? Is it camel? Or is it Burak? Can you recollect the image what sir has shown you? Abdul Sami, please answer. Abir Arif. Okay. All right, we'll wait for a few more seconds. Okay, so let's see the leaderboard. Who did it fast and correct? Oh, very good. The first three position remains same, and again the girls are catching up behind third position, fourth and fifth and sixth, I believe, all girls. So, oh no, it's not horse, it's Burak. Very clearly, sir has shown you the slide. You have to remain attentive. It's look like an horse, mule kind of animal, who had wings on it. So just for the imagination, it was shown a similar photograph of horse. Okay, so it's Burak. No one can imagine, but it's just a representation of that image. Okay, let's go to the next question. Okay, so this is question number 5. You are almost at the 50% of the quiz. While traveling, whom did our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam observe praying in the grave? Was it Prophet Yahya Alayhi Salaam? He saw Prophet Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, or he saw Prophet Musa Alayhi Salaam in his grave? What he was praying. So subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given so much power to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like while he was traveling from the high sky, he could see the Prophet, he can identify the Prophet, and he can see what the Prophet is doing inside grave. So this is miracle in miracle. Okay, let's see. Oh, Abir Arif has come up the third position, Varisha fourth, Muhammad Qarian fifth. Okay, so no, not Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, not Prophet Yahya alayhi salam, is Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Okay, Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam saw Musa alayhi salam in his grave. Okay, your sixth question. So again, the girls have come up on the third position. What name was given to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu after the story of Miraj? He was called as Siddiq, he was called as Amin, or he was called as Farooq. Kulsum, can you please answer? Let's see, leaderboard.
Ma'am.
Muhammad Hassan, and Abir Arif, Varisha, and Muhammad Qari. Okay, so most of them have given a correct answer. It's not Amin, it's not Farooq, it's Siddiq. Okay, so because he rarely accepted.
Ma'am, sir, I'm cool. So the screen got stuck.
Oh, okay. So you can rejoin it. Or it's okay. I mean, I will share you the link later on, and then you can complete it later on.
Okay,
Mr. Me just too. In case if you cannot continue. Yeah, just in case if you cannot continue, we will share you the link. Where are Masjid al-Aqsa and Masjid al-Haram located? Is it in Mecca and Medina? Means the Aqsa is in Mecca and Masjid al-Haram in Medina, or it's Palestine and Mecca, or it's Palestine and Medina? Okay, last 3 seconds. This was your seventh question, and we have last three questions to go. And let's see leaderboard. Oh, good. Hassan 12, Abir Arif 11, Varisha 9, and Muhammad Qari in the fourth position. Oh, see, girls are again catching up. Come on, boys. So the correct answer is Palestine and Mecca. So we all know, I think most of them might have been for Umrah to Saudi Arabia. And there is Masjid al-Haram. Okay. It's in Mecca. Masjid al-Aqsa is in Palestine. Okay. As of today, it's a different country. Huh? So it is in Palestine. Okay, let's get to the next question. Come on, you have last 3 questions. Boys, mashallah, girls are doing good. Now she is just behind the first one. Which surah's last part was given to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the night journey? There were 2 gifts given to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one was prayer, one was salah. And what was the second one? Was it Was it which part of Quran it was? Which part of Surah? Was it was Surah Ikhlas? Was it it's the Surah Al Baqarah or was it Surah Al Fatiha?
Surah Baqarah.
You have to click your answers. You may be wrong, others might listen in. Okay, Hassan, Abir, and Muhammad Khari, you are on the first three position. Okay, so no, it's not a Surah Ikhlas, it's the last portion of Surah Al-Baqarah, which was revealed, it was given as given on the day of Isra wal-Mi'raj. Okay, so now you have got last two chance to put yourself on the first three position. Come on, read the question and click the right. At what part of the journey Jibril alayhi salam could not continue the company of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? At one point, Jibril alayhi salam said to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I cannot cross this point. What was that point? What was that location? Was it is the third heaven? Was that it was sixth heaven or was it Sidratul Muntaha? Time's up. Let's see. It's a the first four position remain same. The fifth one again, Zaina came up. Mashallah. Oh, so there was so much wrong answers in this.
Sir, can I have a link?
Yes, after the quiz, this is the last question, and I think after that I will send you the link on your email. All right. So it's the Sidratul Muntaha. Okay, it was not the sixth heaven, it was not the third heaven, it is Sidratul Muntaha. All right. From this point onwards, the Jibril alayhi salam said, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, I cannot cross this limit. You can proceed alone beyond this. So this is the point, Sidratul Muntaha. Let's go to the last question, your last chance to come under a good ranking of first, second or three. Come on, how many prayers was given to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who did suggest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to reduce them? So this question has two parts and you have to pick the correct option. Whether it was the 45 times of Salah and Yahya alayhi salam, or was it 30 times of Salah and Isa alayhi salam requested Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, suggested Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to reduce it, to take a request from, to grant and permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reduce it to further. So, already answered, we finished time. Okay, so this. Okay, so there were like five wrong answers. So no, just remember this. This is, can you imagine? We were given 50 times of prayer and Musa alayhi salam suggested, O Prophet, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reduce this prayer. So finally, it's a long, story, beautiful story there. And it was finally reduced to five times. So can you imagine if it would have been 50, the five itself, we as a human being sometimes find it difficult. It shouldn't be, it is not a difficult, but we think it's difficult. So it's an error in our understanding. So imagine, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted from 50 to five, but the reward still remains equivalent to 50. So mashallah, yani, let's end this quiz and let's see who stands where. And yeah, who was the first? Muhammad Qari third, second Abir Arif, and first Hassan 12. Mashallah, very good. Congratulations to all three of them. Okay, so these were the rankings you can see on the board. So okay, Zaina made one error in question fourth, otherwise she could have been on the top three, I believe. Yes, Muhammad Hassan, Zishan, and Muhammad Hamza. He did not answer two of them and he made mistake in one of them. All right, so no worries, inshallah. So, you know when is Isra wal Miraj in UAE now?
Friday, February.
When?
Last Friday.
Wednesday, okay? The coming Wednesday. All right. So spend some time during that night. It's a blessed night. You can as a homework, you can take it. At least for 1 hour, you will sit with your parents and do some kind of ibadah. Maybe it's reading like Darush Sharif, or maybe it's praying Nafil Salah. Or you can do any kind of ibadah which you feel you are comfortable with. All right. So take this as homework and try to spend 1 hour at least during that night. It's a very blessed night, and pray to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Pray for your parents. Pray for all your relatives. Pray for everyone. All right. So take care, and see you inshallah next week.
Okay? It will start on Tuesday night, right?
It's coming Wednesday after 2 days night in I'm talking about UAE as per the UAE calendar. If you are in India, or if you are following Indian calendar or a Pakistani calendar, it is on the Thursday night.
Okay, sir.
All right, and thank you, sir. I'm sure your parents will also tell you about this. You can check with them. Okay. But promise yourself 1 hour you will spend, and we try to earn a lot of rewards that particular night. Alright?
Inshallah, sir.
Inshallah. Okay. So take care. See you inshallah next week.
Thank you, sir.
Salam alaikum.
Thank you, sir.
Alaikum
assalam.
Alaikum assalam.